Yeah, I'm back again.
Okay. So I think at least at this time I know exactly where we were when the phone call cut off. So that tracking system is pretty active and up to date, and the reports are very detailed but still easy to understand. So you'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you pop up on the first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, William, most of the time you're simply going to get direct phone calls, and we'll be promoting your phone number. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Your residential customers will pick up the phone and call you directly most of the time. Now, the website that we'll build for you will also have a contact form, so people can fill that out, tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out, etc. And when they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form will repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, like I said, this is going to be the new business rate, which is actually 50% off the normal cost of the service. The Platinum package, and that's the package we're talking about here, that package is listed on our website at $599 with a $299 setup fee. What I was able to get approved and what I can still honor here is cutting that cost in half and waiving the setup fee. So it would be not $599, it would be just $299. That $299 setup fee that would normally attach to the first month has been waived as well. So you'd be saving $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's even better than that, because next month when we've got your phone ringing, when you've maybe scaled back on paying for leads, it's not going to go up to $599. In fact, William, it would never be even a penny more than the $299. Even if you keep the service and become a well-established business, you'd still be grandfathered in at that flat rate of $299. Even if we have to raise our price for whatever reason down the road, and every few years we do just that, you'd still be looking at that exact amount, that $299.
Yeah. What kind of guarantee would I have that I'm going to get phone calls? You know, say I put the money in and I don't receive anything.
Right. So let me do a real quick search here, and I'm going to do a 50-mile radius. That's pretty accurate for where you want to be found, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So as I'm doing that search, I'm looking for how many searches were done in that 50-mile radius for keywords related to your services. But what I would say while that search is generating is that $299, that's less than what it's going to cost us on our end to do for you. You know, the website and waiving your setup fee and reducing the cost of that service, we'd have to actually earn your business for several months just to break even, but we know that your success is our success. So we're investing in that success. We've got, you know, kind of skin in the game here. Let's see. So it's only populating 7, 8, 9. It's populating 9 of the most popular search phrases related to excavation, site prep, grading, resloping, but not everything is popping up. I mean, it never does. I mean, you never know what someone can type in, but as long as it's related to the services that you provide, even misspellings and things like that, you can still be found and still get phone calls. It's just that this particular search didn't include that stuff. But for the 9 most popular search phrases in that 50-mile radius of 41171, I see there was 1,814 searches in the last 30 days. Now, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. Mind you, Mr. Vanover, a lot of people do like to search a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not trying to tell you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. You probably change your phone. You change your phone number if it was ringing off the hook like that. But the reason that I bring it up, and Google's been tracking it for a long time, and it always falls within the same margin of error, regardless of the area, regardless of the industry. The businesses that pop up on the first page for the keywords related to their services, they do see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches translating into direct phone calls for them. So 1,800 searches, 1% would be 18, 2% would be 36. If we're adding in all the other things that people can type in and that you can still be found for and get phone calls for, I mean, if you're getting 20 or 40 phone calls in a month from someone who will have seen your website before they decided to call you, I think even a modest conversion rate with something like that would have you being more than profitable. And keep in mind, the people that call you will see your website before they call you. Not everyone will decide to call you, but the ones that do have made that kind of conscious, informed choice. They saw something on your website that they liked, usually before they even start dialing your number. They're hoping that you answer the phone. They're hoping that you're available to do the job because they do want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And I mean, and we have to be honest here, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to break even or be profitable at that $299. I would think for most of the services that you provide, even just one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would more than offset that $299.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, like I said, it is on a month-to-month basis. It does happen quickly for that reason. I mean, it's month-to-month, so we got to get your phone ringing and kind of earn your business even in that first month. So even though it takes maybe 5 or 7 business days for us to build out that website, the Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 10 business days before those are up and running. In my experience, so that's kind of worst case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less. So it does happen quickly. And of course, from there, it just gets better. Once you're on that first page and start getting those phone calls, every new customer that finds you online, whether it's Google or Bing or any of the directories, they can use your services again down the road or recommend you to their friends and family. So it's definitely going to help you to kind of grow your client base and keep those calls and jobs coming in.
Yep. Okay.
So when we get your phone ringing, first of all, I see the business listed as Eastern Kentucky Excavating with the LLC, right? So I understand that it is an LLC, but my question, because it is a personal preference, is if you wanted to include the LLC on your website and all the additional content or leave it off. It's totally up to you, but it's important that we list it the same everywhere.
Right. Yeah, we'll list it. When I made my name, I just did not, you know, put LLC in it. You know, I don't really advertise with the LLC, but not for any personal reason. It just already, Zenbach already had enough to say there. And
so did you,
you could stay off of it.
Stay off of it, right? So just have it Eastern Kentucky Excavating without the LLC?
Yeah, unless you think that that would hurt me in any way. But
actually, I'm glad you asked. Because if anyone ever asks me, I say always leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. Just put your business name on there regardless. So I'm happy you agree with me. Of course, if you did not, I'd say, well, you know, your customer's always right, you know. But there really is no right or wrong answer. You know, the important thing is that it's listed the same everywhere because the search engine, although it's a very advanced artificial intelligence, it still is an artificial intelligence, and it does not think the exact same way a person does. So if it sees an LLC here but not there, it just starts to wonder, well, is it still the same business, that type of thing. So we'll have it just Eastern Kentucky Excavating without the LLC. It will appear everywhere online, your Google listing, your Bing listing, your website, of course, and all the directories that we'll create. And then when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on, is this, William, the number you want your customers to call, the best number for them to reach you, the 606-225-9457?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because like I said, most of the time you get phone calls directly to you, but when someone fills out that contact or lead form on your website, you'll get a text as well as an email. I do have the email, vanover.william@icloud.com. Kind of a personal email, though, so we wouldn't list it physically on the website. People would not see it, but it would be attached to that contact form, so when people fill out that form, you can get those requests by text and email. And also, we'll use that email on our end to contact you, usually for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. We do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But do you, Mr. Vanover, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone or text.
Phone or text. Yeah, phone or text is the most common response for a service-based business, and that does bring me to my next question. I did want to just clarify, your business is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? No one ever does come to you. There's no,
right,
like, physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom. Yeah, Google expects it to be that way. I mean, even if you had, like, an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical address because they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, the one thing that I do see here, the Angie's profile actually has 3181 Devil's Fork Road. Is that your home address?
Yeah, that's my home address.
It is. Okay, so we definitely do not want to list that address. You'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, certainly not that physical street address. And then, like I said, that 50-mile service area we can easily cover with this particular package. We don't draw a big circle around you, so we can target big cities and small specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods that you most want to be found. If there's somewhere that you know you want to be found and it's outside that 50-mile radius, we can do that too. If there's somewhere just down the road, 20 miles away, you don't want to be found, your ads won't run there. So it's definitely going to be very targeted to make sure that you get the right calls from those residential clients. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Mr. Vanover, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That would be to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we do the deep dive and talk more in detail about all the services you want to be found for, the different places you want to show up for those services, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your company. If you want, for example, for us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, of course. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Now, the other thing that I'd be required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, that we're even including that website at no additional cost, etc. Now, Mr. Vanover, the voice verification is recorded, but William, you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. That voice verification is actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay. Give me just a second here, William, to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Vanover, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. William, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yep. Eastern Kentucky Excavating.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that without the LLC. And then, Mr. Vanover, please state your name and your official title within the business.
William Jacob Vanover, owner, operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Vanover, as the owner-operator for Eastern Kentucky Excavating, William, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, William, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Vanover, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people who need your services in your service area are able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. William, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I call one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or even worse still, mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, I'm always concerned not because I have to call them back. I mean, obviously I will. That's my client. But if I were a potential customer calling to hire them and it goes to mailbox not even set up, I mean, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'd probably just call someone else. So we definitely don't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with the service. Now, William, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. I think originally we mentioned and talked a little bit about the Angie Lead, so we are aware of that. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And equally or even more important, right down to leaving off the LLC, we'll always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, William, we ask that you at least let us know so we could make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Vanover, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, of course, waiving the setup fee, including the website, and of course with it being month to month, William, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 6th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299, Mr. Vanover, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So, William, it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and that social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this particular case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, William, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate would never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can even pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Vanover, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, William, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. William, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
One question. You said I could pause it. If I pause it, do I still have to continue paying the month to month?
That is a great question. That's a great question. If you pause it, everything is paused, including the billing. Now, we don't take anything down. You know, your website would still be active, the directories and things like that. We would pause the Facebook ads, though, because that comes out of the budget that you'd be at $299. Now, if you pause the service for like a month or so, you're probably not going to see really any significant decrease in your placement. It's kind of like when you're riding a bike downhill, right? You're riding a bicycle. You can stop pedaling. You're going to keep going and maybe even pick up speed for a little bit. But eventually, if it's like on pause for like 3, 4, 5 months, you might see your placement drop a place or two. But I mean, unless you're pausing it for like 4 or 5 months, it's really not going to change your placement. But to answer your question directly, we don't charge you during the time or after the fact. Everything is on pause, including the billing.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, yes, I do agree.
Okay. That actually does then conclude the voice verification. And, William, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It is my name.
Is it just first and last? Is Jacob or the middle initial J on that card?
Middle initial J, yeah. William J. Vanover.
Okay. Got the J on there. And then you said it was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It is a 5156 7858.
Yes, sir.
5087.
Okay.
9583.
All right. And the expiration month and year?
0925.
09 of 2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
612.
Okay, so I've got 612 on the back. I've got September, or 09 of 2025 for the expiration date. Mr. Vanover, was the card itself 5156, 7858, 5087, 9583?
Yes.
And does that bill at the home address, the 3181 Devil's Fork Road, 41171?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number, hours of operation, email address on there. But if you do have a pen handy, Mr. Vanover, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yep, just 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. and then William at simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the next business day if they get it after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification in writing for you. And then you'll also receive that link via direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. And again, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about a half an hour. Looks like I could get you in at noon if that worked out for you. There's also 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. This afternoon, there's a 4, 5, or a 6. 2 o'clock? Okay. Yes. So we'll schedule it from 2 until 3. It'll probably get to you within a few minutes of the top of the hour. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on the first part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I don't know if it's going to be right at 2 or a couple of minutes after 2. But if I am not available, they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. I did, though, want to add another layer of security on here, just a question and an answer, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Eastern Kentucky Excavating, even if it's you, William, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the question. And even more importantly, especially in about 5-7 business days, once your website is active online, if anyone calls you and identifies themselves as being with Google or even with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already attached to your account for your protection. And it does clearly outline that it only bills once a month on the 6th for the exact amount of $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, the options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet. Okay. And then what is the answer?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay. Got to type it in twice, and it has to be in lowercase for whatever weird reason, but okay, got it in there. You're all set there, and then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I have the text message.
Okay, perfect. And it looks like so far you've just gotten the one that I do want you to see anyway. Our emails are sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes everything gets sent out all at the exact same time. You will in a minute or so get that welcome email too. But the Local Splash initial invoice is the one that we'd want you to look at right now. If you click on it and open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked and it goes to the Local Splash terms of experience. Everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. It starts off with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yep.
Okay. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Google is going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but it is something like 1 out of 10 people that will actually choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are doing that search on their smartphone, but that's a lot of people, and we want you to get those phone calls and those opportunities, too, so we will mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all the different destinations that are important to Google and Bing. The website is included, and, of course, we'll do those Facebook ads for you, et cetera. You'll see there's a long line, and below it, it populates your phone number. A couple of boxes below that, we would want you to click on both of those boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. We certainly would want to be able to send you text messages, especially since it's one of your preferred methods of contact. So click on that box. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. So, of course, we want you to click on that box, too. And then there's an arrow pointing towards a longer box. The arrow says, sign. If you click on that longer box, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So if you're typing it in, it's case sensitive, so the W, J, and V are all capitalized. There is not a period after the middle initial, just the J there. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears there, do click the confirm signature box to the right. Mr. Vanover, that does a few things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, included the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. Okay, username and password.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it, it is coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now. Neither of which is really true. We do have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's totally fine. Oh, it looks like I can give you the username now. It has already been created, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy for you to remember. It is, in this case, your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, or anything like that. So, of course, your username is simply 606-225-9457. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing in this case. That helps us to easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that support email, although when we do the client interview, they might give you photos, PHOTOS photos at localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly. But like I said, that support email is the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can just use that as the one email, and we'll take care of the rest from there. You are all set and squared away. I'm actually going to send you a calendar invite for that follow-up call. At 2, the calendar invite's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Then it's got your name, it's got your username, then your name, and then the phone number. And then at 1 o'clock, you'll also receive an additional email. Our automated system will send you that reminder about that follow-up call in the 2 o'clock hour. Like I said, hopefully I'm between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. Whether I am or not, though, I did want to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. I know we played a little bit of phone tag, but we're happy to get things going and looking forward to getting that website up and running for you, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yep. Yep. Sounds good.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Vanover. William, you take care. You have a great rest of the day, and our technician, and maybe me too, calling you back in that 2 o'clock hour.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. You take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.